Go to our website, as Todd mentioned a moment ago. You can find out the nearest farmer's market to you. Taja Seville in Detroit, Michigan. Do you know where the nearest farmer's market is to you there in Detroit?
Well, the Eastern Market is the largest market in Detroit. It's a wonderful farmer's market. So if you're in that area, definitely check that one out. Urban Farming, which is the organization that I founded and I'm the executive director of, has a farmer's market that hasn't quite started yet this season. It's called the Coleman's Urban Farmer's Market. It's a farmer's market that we do with Derek Coleman. There are plenty of wonderful farmer's markets in Detroit and also in many cities. It's a fast-growing trend.
And there's so much stuff in season right now. As she mentioned there, Taja Seville, founder and director of Urban Farming, national nonprofit that farms in urban spaces. And here in the studio, Melissa Clark, New York Times food writer, friend of The Takeaway, and I am holding in my hand these delicious almond cakes.
Yeah, they're almond brown butter cakes, and I used seasonal fruit from the farmer's market. I've got blueberries and raspberries in there, so they
now,
are great.
Farmers markets are something that go back, you know, to the founding of the United States, but in terms of their interaction with urban neighborhoods and being
right.
a source for fresh produce and high-quality food, they are really an exploding trend right now.
Yeah,
Melissa.
You know, the New York City Green Market in Union Square started back in the 70s, but it didn't really take off in a popular way until, I'd say, about 10 years ago when it just skyrocketed. I mean, you had more farmers who were working with chefs to grow really interesting crops. I mean, it wasn't just you know, your standard stuff that you could get in a supermarket. You were seeing things like purslane. Have you ever heard of purslane? It's this amazing salad green that's really crisp and succulent, and you can find it at the farmer's market right now. A little olive oil and vinegar and some salt, and you've got yourself a salad. You can find things like fresh chamomile flowers. I mean, you've all had chamomile tea, right? Well, I mean, now you can buy the flowers that are fresh. You can infuse them in a syrup, and you can use it to put on fresh seasonal fruit. All these wonderful things that you can find that you before, I'd say even 10 years ago, weren't available except to, you know, unless you grew it yourself.
Taja, are chamomile flowers in season out there in Detroit? And what is in season if they aren't?
Chamomile flowers, I'm not sure if they're in season. That's a really good question. We have collards, we have beets, we have lettuce, we have cabbage. It's a little bit of a late season here, a lot of rain, and you know, it's just been last year and this year were a little bit later than usual. So some of the things that we would have, we don't have. But we have some wonderful collards, beets, lettuce, cabbage.
It sounds yummy. It sounds really yummy. And I really hope, but Melissa, this next answer is a really long one so that I can eat more of these cakes.
I'll just
here.
Keep talking.
So here's
no
the
problem.
Question. Yeah.
And you can pass them over to Todd.
The interesting thing about focusing on a farmer's market is that when you're dealing exclusively with a department or a supermarket,
right.
you're often getting just one stage of the vegetable. Whereas if you're in a farmer's market, you actually get different stages of vegetables. And give some examples of stages as you go through the season, different parts of the vegetable are succulent dishes all by themselves.
That's such a great question because you're bringing up my favorite topic in the world, which is garlic. Garlic fanatic, and I wrote about this in the Times last year about something that you can get at the farmer's market that you can't get at supermarkets, and these are garlic scapes. Garlic scapes are the have you guys seen them? They're the green curly sprout from the top of a garlic, and they taste like green beans infused with garlic. It's like green beans have already been seasoned, and what this is farmers, historically, garlic scapes are just the shoot from the garlic bulb that you have in the ground. Historically, farmers have just cut it off and thrown it out. You need to cut it off because you want the energy to go to, you know, growing these big garlic bulbs. Well, finally, someone discovered, hey, these things are tasty. Let's sell them. And so they started selling them at markets. Chefs have been using them all over the country. And that is one thing that you can only get at the farmer's market. And they're going out of season. So please run to your farmer's market, buy them, steam them, put a vinaigrette on them, and you're going to have an amazing dinner. And then just in terms of continuing that, then you have the green garlic and then you have the garlic bulb. So all season long, you've got different stages of garlic.
And you won't find something like that at the Safeway, and you won't find something like that factory farmed. And so the rise of the farmers market and the popularity of it, is it do you think a reaction to rebellion against factory farming and packaged food, or is it fueled by books like The Omnivore's Dilemma that are so popular now?
Well, that's why people are going to them. I mean, I think the farmers who are who are there are just passionate about their craft, passionate about growing, growing things from their land that they take really good care of, which is, you know, the opposite of factory farms.
And passionate about selling with very low overhead.
They want to live. You know, it's hard to be a farmer. They need to make a living.
Taja, the urban issues in farming are actually a little bit different in the sense that farmers markets can bring fresh produce into neighborhoods that aren't served by traditional capitalist supermarkets. And I'm wondering, is it possible to create a relationship with a farmer, with a particular seller at a farmer's market to get you some of these like garlic scapes and obscure foods that maybe the farmer wouldn't even think to bring to market?
Absolutely. I think one of the things that's happening, one of the trends that I see happening around the country is that not only farmers markets, but several other organizations are starting to reach out to local farmers a lot more. So you'll see universities and colleges are reaching out to their cafeterias, various businesses. It's a trend not only to have a farmers market in your area, but to reach out and to support your local farmers and to buy locally. And I just wanted to add on to that, the question that you just asked, don't forget the fried green tomatoes.
Yes.
You
want to take us out on fruits?
Oh, yeah.
The berries and the peas, right? They're going right now.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so another thing is get to the farmer's market and buy the last of the sugar snap peas because those are going and they are so succulent. You just eat them straight. You don't have to do anything to them. Just munch on them. Keep them at your desk in a little bag. I mean, they're heaven. Berries are in season right now. Strawberries are going. So if you want to get the last of the strawberries. But we've got blueberries and raspberries just coming into season right now here. And you don't need to do a thing to those except maybe toss them
and
if
let's
you
just,
can
okay,
on the syrup.
Farmer's market, it's probably picked that day or
if that day or the night before. Yeah.
At the supermarket, you could be easily seeing a week to 10 days, right, Melissa?
Yeah, and that's important because if you buy the stuff from a farmer's market, it will keep in your fridge for about twice as long as the supermarket produce. So buy a lot of it and just
Taja,
keep it on hand.
Is that your experience?
Well, yeah, and also the nutrients are fresher and more potent. When you're able to eat food straight off of the vine, straight from the ground, or you know something that's maybe a day picked, the nutrients are far more potent for you and much better. I think also with the farmers markets, you're going to see a lot of organic food, a lot more organic food, which is again has a more potent amount of nutrients
and
in it.
Start your day off right, folks. Put down those Rice Krispies and go to our website where you can find the nearest farmers market to where you are right now. Taja Seville, founder and director of Urban Farming, thanks so much for joining us from Detroit. And as always, Melissa Clark from the New York Times, thanks so much.